Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
This is Nail Talk Radio. Nailing the world with polished discussions, the latest trends, celebrity makeovers and interviews. The most comprehensive and informative nail show on the web. Now, here's your host for Nail Talk Radio, your industry leaders, Avina and Braden.
Well, I didn't have to wait until March for the madness to begin. Welcome, Nail Pros. My name is Asina, and it's time for another great episode of Nail Talk Radio. We are waiting for my co-host, Braden, to slide into the co-host seat here any minute. But until then, let's just go ahead and talk a little bit about what our topics are tonight. What does it take to be an inventor? You know, lots of us have great ideas on what it is that we want to. Well, I don't think it's, invent something brand new, but it is, do our best on improving the wheel. You know, most of the time we don't create something brand spanking new. We just make improvements. But even still, there are times when we come up with adaptations that come from other industries and we put our own twist on it. I would call it an inventor. Our main guest tonight is Angela Blasdale of Pro Tip Clips, and she's definitely what I call an inventor, and she's a super sweet one. We're going to talk with her a little bit later on. We're also going to talk about the MediNail Safety Summit that's going on in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and that's with myself and Dr. Robert Spaulding, and we also have a new electric file petty course. Electric file course that is going to be all online. And you know what? I'm going to go ahead and jump right in here while we're waiting on Braden. And I'm going to bring Dr. Spaulding on. Welcome back to Nail Talk Radio, Dr. Spaulding.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. Do you hear me okay?
We can hear you great. Listen, I have a few questions I want to ask you. I want you to help me a little bit talk about our first annual MediNail Safety Summit that's coming up in May. So tell our listeners what it is exactly.
Well, you and I have known each other for almost 20 years, and we've talked about having our own focus summit that was particularly specific for the MediNail graduates and anybody else who's interested in safety in this industry. And we're going to have some unique speakers that are podiatrists, but this will be the first time that anyone in the nail tech industry is going to get to listen directly to some of the top podiatric lecturers in the country. We're going to have some of the people that are the main individuals for the pathology labs in the United States, the Baco labs. We're going to have Dr. Markinson, which is a dermopathologist, who is one of the best speakers in the United States on fungal nails and nail tumors. We're going to be having Dr. Zuckerman that will go over the lasers from Aspen Lasers. We're going to have some very, very focused types of training in the afternoon with some safety electric file classes. We're going to have your LCM barefoot classes, and we're going to have some laser certification.
All right. Well, it's a lot going on, and part of what this really proves is that not only do we have the backing of a very important and prestigious medical board. You want to tell them about who that is?
Yes. We're co-sponsored with the American College of Foot and Ankle Orthopedics and Medicine, and by having them as sponsors, we now have access to pharmaceutical ability for the pharmaceutical firms to come in and show us their products directly to the podiatrists, their assistants, and the nail techs. And so you'll get to hobnob with other podiatrists. And a lot of people talk about having a hard time finding some podiatrists to refer to. Here's a firsthand way of getting mixed up with the doctors right in the same rooms that you're going to be training with. You can ask them questions. We'll have a whole lot of interaction that you just wouldn't have normally in a non-medical nail tech kind of convention.
Setting, right. And these are doctors who believe in the MediNail Learning Center program. They believe that the nail technicians who take our courses can be force multipliers or physician extenders, and that we can do a lot more good than what the industry is making a lot of us out to be. Isn't that correct?
Correct. And go to the MediNailSafetySummit.com. We have a website there. You'll get to see who's going to be presenting, what the times are. It's a full day on May 14th, which is a Saturday. It'll be in the Chattanooga Convention Center. There's several hotels within a block away, so there's a lot of access to variable pricing on hotels. It's in the center of Chattanooga, so there's a lot of things to do. When you don't have time to, if you've never been to Chattanooga before, there's a lot of interesting things going on there. It's an up-and-coming city in the United States. And given that this is a focused seminar, you're going to see one of our new suppliers is Safe Salon Supplies. And Crystal Pike will be there with her booth. We're going to have a booth from the ACFAOM. We're now up to over 100 podiatric medical assistants that are also nail techs. We'll have over 450 potential graduates that can attend as far as ANTs and MMTs. So we have a whole lot of people to choose from that have already made advanced plans to be there. It is limited. We're shooting for 100, but we're looking for a mix of people. We're going to have several doctors in the area bringing their staff and in from the surrounding southeast.
Well, pardon me, sorry about that. Yeah, it's going to be very fantastic. I mean, I'm excited about the prospect of it being open to everybody. So if you're interested in seeing what MediNail Learning Center is all about and want to know, you know, how is it that this can affect your career, well, I can tell you it's definitely done it a lot for mine. And, Bob, do you want to tell them what you think it will do for their career?
Well, again, any advanced education will help your career. If you look at the new trends that are being set now from people that we've trained 10 years ago, they're now becoming leaders in their states, and it's a lot easier to expand your services and your pricing because of the level of safety that you're providing, that you can charge more than the typical salon down the street. You're given the whole meat and potatoes of this is working with physicians and making sure that you refer those type of problem nails out so that they don't end up in your salon without some kind of treatment. And we're teaching new ways of making those kinds of contacts every day through our programs.
Okay, well, very good. Thank you so much, Dr. Spaulding. We appreciate your time for calling in. And that website is MediNailSafetySummit.com.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. All right. So now we're going to talk a little bit about the cruise news. Braden normally talks about this section, but I'm going to tell you that Nail Talk Radio's Nail Those Prophets at Sea, January 7th through the 15th, that's 2017. And we're pretty excited to announce that, the cabins are selling very quickly. I think we have about 70 nail technicians now that have signed up. And we want you to know more information on how to book. Go to ntracc.com for more information. All right, so you know what I might do is I might just go ahead and bring Ellen Torsha on now and see if she can't join me for a few minutes. How are you doing, Ellen?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Okay, so do you have any update news for us that's been sent in about IBS?
I do, and your sound is terrible, by the way. I don't know if you can fix that while I talk about this or not.
Sure.
There's
I'll
a little problem on your end. We don't know what it is, but everybody in the chat room is hearing it as well.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
So Rose Dorbella, attended IBS New York, and she gave us a few statements to read. She was unable to come on with us. But Rose says, I can tell you that it continues to decline year after year. I feel like it feels more like a flea market with a bunch of no-name brands. I did pick up some polish from a brand, new company called Oisio, that I'm excited to try. In my opinion, it's going to be Caption Nail Polish's competition. It's a gel-like polish with the same type of brush in the bottle and same price point. She says, I was honestly really disappointed in the lack of options for nails. And I asked her if she was able to attend any of the education classes, and she said that she did not have a chance to attend any classes. But I think this is what we've been hearing about New York for some time.
Do I sound any better?
No, it's still kind of garbled, and there's a little pitch now and then we hear.
All right, well, until I figure this out, I'm going to let you take over.
We'll try and figure it out. I think one of the problems with IBS New York that we hear over and over again is that the manufacturers do not set up as big a booth there as they do at other shows. And one of the reasons is the extreme cost of doing IBS New York. The fees are astronomical. And so they don't bring their big displays and things. And that might be what Rose is referring to. I'm not exactly sure. I wasn't there. It's been a while since I've been to IBS New York. Have you heard that same thing, Athena, about the cost of doing the New York show?
Yes, absolutely. I've watched it go down over the last 10 years myself and just really don't have a desire to go to that show any longer.
Well, as I've represented a couple different companies there, and I think the last company I actually represented at IBS New York was Bad Rivers Company, and just our drayage fees to get our product from the dock to the booth was $800, and this was several years ago. And that's not including what it costs to ship it to New York. So it's the fees at that show are just absurd.
Well, I think that it's pretty much standing true with most of the big shows, with the exception of Orlando.
Well, it's union work, and I think it's just pricing people out of that show. They're definitely not bringing things that they used to. That they used to bring, or their big overhead displays and things like that. I know it's been that way for years. But not having first-hand knowledge, that's our report from Rose Dorabella from the IBS New York show. I had a chance today to go to a grand opening for Stacey Luffy's new salon in Tacoma, Washington. It's her first independent location in quite a few nail techs stopped by, and Stacey posted lots of pictures. And she kind of got a really cool little spot, and the pictures she posted just don't do this space justice. It's so unique, and you can't even describe the feel of what it's like. So we want to shout out to Stacey Luffy and congratulate her on her first full salon.
Well, yeah, congratulations, Stacy, and we wish you the very best. Am I sounding any better?
No, not really. A little bit. What do you guys in the chat room think?
I hope I sound a little better. I tried to switch some things out.
Better, but it's not completely clear yet.
God, I don't know what's going on. I hate to hang up on everybody and then dial back in again, but I could do that if y'all would give me 5 seconds.
Some say it sounds better, but it comes back, and others say no.
All right. I don't know what to tell you. I've got the same microphone, the whole biz. So it must be the Skype connection this evening. It must be the reason why it's going bad. All right, so let's bring on Donna Shore. Next, we're going to talk to her. Donna is co-owner of the Best Little Nail Show in Texas and a distributor for Elite Beauty Supply. So let's bring Donna on. Hi, Donna.
Hey,
how are you?
How are you? I'm doing pretty good.
You sound good. Can you hear me pretty well?
Yeah, I'm hearing that squeaking noise in the background, and it's only whenever you're talking. When anybody else talks, I don't hear it.
That is weird. All right, well, I'm going to let Ellen ask you some questions.
We'll get it done one way or the other.
We are.
So, Donna, tell me, so you're a distributor for Elite Beauty Supply, correct?
That's right.
So tell me a little bit about Elite Beauty Supplies and what kind of things they have.
Okay, Elite Beauty Supplies has gels and acrylics, and we have all the basic supplies that you need to try to do beautiful nails. And we have several gels to help anybody do the best nails that they can absolutely do. And the core product is our Power Gel. It is formulated to be able to mix things in with it, and it's got a lot of photoinitiators, which helps it to cure despite what you put in it. And you can add pigments and glitters, polishes, oil paint, acrylic paint. You can add that in there. You can make your own colors rather than buy gel polish or anything. You can make your own colors instead of spending that money for all those polishes. And it's very hard, and I'm really not very comfortable with this because I don't know how to do all this. Sorry about that. I don't want to ramble, but it seems like I am. And
you can make your own colors by mixing in what pigments and those available.
Go ahead.
Can you just do a regular gel fill with this Power Gel?
Oh, yes, definitely. It was the first one that was brought out, and it makes a very thin, clear, beautiful nail, and it will actually cure to a non-tacky finish on its own. It's just so versatile with everything that you can do with it. It's just unbelievable. And it's got a little bit of a learning curve. You need to be aware of the photoinitiators in it. It will bite you a little bit, but if you have the proper training with it, which we are very adamant that you get, problem with it.
And that's important with every product line, that you get the proper training, because they are different.
Right.
That was not a gel. I mean, this one's different.
Yeah, we work very hard at trying to make sure that our gel doesn't get into the hands of people that haven't had the training, and we're pretty strict about our requirements that you must have a license and you must be able to provide proof of that license. And we don't want a bad reputation out there because they didn't know what they were doing whenever they got a hold of our gels. So
what other gels do you carry, Donna, in the Elite line?
We also have our design line. It's our cool curing gel. It's literally an all-in-one. It doesn't really require a bonder. You can build with it. It's crystal clear, and it will cure to a high shine, and it's wonderful to sculpt with. I love it. It's my go-to gel for just literally all of my customers. It's the one I use whenever I just want to build out some fast, quick gel nails.
And that comes in colors, or is that clear also?
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand you.
Does that also come in colors, or is that a clear gel?
We have the two colors that come with that. We have one that's a peach coverage type gel, and we have another one that is a cool pink coverage gel. And that's great for extended nail beds. And plus, whenever you get the different ethnic skin tones, and you can mix or match and use it to create the different looks that you need for that.
So it sounds like a really versatile gel that you can do a lot of different things with it.
It is very versatile, and you can pile it on pretty thick, and literally there is no heat spike with it. I love working with it. We have also our bonder that we like to use, and that's the Power Bond. It's literally the strongest bonder on the market, and you use the power line and then add that design gel on top of it. You've got a pretty good nail there that's not going to lift. You're not going to have any problems with it. And you can also use that with acrylic.
So do you have gel paints as well?
Yes, we do. We have probably over 40 gel paints right now, and those are so much fun to work with. And if you like to do one stroke, then those are perfect for that. They're very highly pigmented. It only takes one coat to put them on there. And they cure to a high shine with no tacky top coat to have to wipe off. So they're great for putting a fast color on somebody, and they save time over gel polish, actually, because you have so many steps to do with gel polish whenever this gel paint just requires one coat.
Oh, that sounds nice. So, Donna, tell me where... Since you are, you know, stating that there's the power gel really needs training because it can get hot, so they need to learn. Where are you going to be teaching Elite products?
Well, actually, we're going to be doing a Elite Beginner Gel class at the Best Little Nail Show, Texas. And it's for people that have been wanting to learn how to do gel but didn't like what they created, or they just have no idea how to start it, or they have problems and they need to figure out what those problems are. A lot of the classes that are available to a lot of people today are basically geared to having some gel knowledge already, but if you're wanting to learn how to do it, this is the one to come to.
I find that the schools still teach a lot of acrylic, and partly because a lot of the educators or instructors, that's what they learned, that's what they know. They haven't upgraded their skills to, you know, the gels have changed so much over the years, but they're still stuck that acrylic is their go-to. So I see a lot of students come out that haven't had a chance to play with gels. So you're right, having a beginner class isn't seen very often in a lot of shows or network events. So
yeah, you've got to, there's so many classes, there's so many fantastic educators coming to the show, and they're all giving great classes, well, the ones that are doing the gel, and I'm sure there's a lot of people that want to participate in those classes, but they're scared to because they've never really gotten into it, and you really do need to have a basic background in gel, to be able to at least create a gel nail that's what I call a sellable product. If you have a problem getting the gels to stay or getting them where they're not breaking, well, then you need some extra help, and that's what the beginner class is for.
Now, is the beginner class at the Best Little Nail Show, Texas, is that going to be a hands-on class?
Yes, most definitely, and there's not going to be a whole lot of talking. I want to get them right on to working with it. I want their hands busy working and making those nails. I mean, it's not a really long class, so I want to get them as much hands-on time as possible. Michelle Woolison is going to be the instructor for that class, and she and I got our heads together figuring things out and what we're going to do, and I think that's the main thing, is that the hands-on part needs to come pretty quick, so give them as much time to work with the actual gel and see where their weak points are.
Right.
And
I
find
agree
out what
completely.
We need to fix. Yes. Oh,
so,
Donna, what's so better?
Can you give us a website where people can look up these products and get a little idea of what they're all about, and they can think about taking that beginner class? So, is there a web address?
Well, if you go to the Best Little Nail Show website, which is bestnailshowtxtx.com, all the information for the class should be on there. You can sign up, and plus there's my contact information. They can contact me directly. Not hard to find on that website. You can go on there and click on there and contact me and ask any questions you might have about it. Plus, there's a list of things that they'll need to bring whenever they come to the show. They're going to take that class, and I'll be glad to get that list to them. And the class is only $35, and you're going to get definitely $35 and more worth of education out of it.
Right, and since it's geared toward beginners, which is really good because Donna's done a phenomenal job of calling and getting commitments from lots of schools around, you know, in Texas, to commit to coming to the event, we definitely have been telling our vendors that, you know, don't discount the fact that they're students. I mean, this is nails only, and they can come there and get some focus and get hands-on at an affordable price and something geared toward them. And I think that's a great idea, don't you, Ellen?
I do, and that's one thing about the retreat, too. We do have a lot of classes. Well, a lot of the classes are free, but our workshops, we try and ask the educators to keep it affordable because it's all about getting them in there, getting the information, and, you know, especially the newbies. They need to be in these classes as much as they can, and some of them are too advanced. So I think it's great that they're doing a beginner class.
Yeah, I do too. Absolutely. Well, I just have to give a plug for that the gel, the one that you guys were talking about with the gel
yeah.
pigments.
The power gel.
Power gel. I have a whole bunch of those, and I absolutely love them. Y'all, when they cure up shiny. It's like it's crazy how shiny and how hard they are. And what kind of full coverage you get with them. So if you have the opportunity to give it a try, I highly recommend it.
Well, that was the gel paint. I told you power gel, but that was the gel paint. The gel paint.
That's what I thought, cost. Gel. I said gel pigments, but they're gel paint.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
they're pretty phenomenal. I've had them for some time, over probably a year and a half. And I love the names on them, but Empowerment, that's one of my very favorite colors. And
whenever she brings out new colors, all of the educators get to help to make all the names and stuff. And it gets a little crazy in there with some of the names, but it's really fun to read all of them, see what they come up with.
Right. I know exactly what you mean. I had a lot of fun doing that myself before.
I think Elite will also be at the Willamette Valley event the weekend after the Texas event, and they also attend the Northwest Nail Tech Retreat. So Elite can be seen at a few of these network events around now.
Oh, yes.
That's right.
Definitely. We have some really fantastic educators that go to the Willamette one and the ones up closer to Canada. They are some great educators up in that area, and believe me, it's not something you want to miss out on to get to go to one of those. We have a few educators down here.
We need to teach you how to say Willamette.
Well, Willamette.
I know.
Am I putting my Texas twist on Willamette? Willamette?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You teach me how to tell. That's Oregon, right?
Elite is a Canadian company, correct? Just like Accent and On Vogue and several others. So
yes
we
originally
do get Canadian educators on the West Coast events. We see Amy, who's a fantastic representative of Elite.
Yeah. Yes, and it's a Canadian company, and it seems like some really good stuff comes out of Canada. And I'm enjoying the heck out of it. So,
we're excited to see you at these events. And thank you for coming on. And all
thank
of these
you
students.
Thank you so much, Donna.
Yep.
Well,
head on to that beginner
Festival
Nail Show, Texas.
Yeah, I am thrilled to have been on here. And thank you so much for having me.
Okay,
absolutely.
Donna. So we'll be seeing you soon in Texas.
All right. I can't wait to meet you.
I know. We've been friends even back to the Beauty Tech days, huh? The
Google, yeah.
Or the Yahoo group.
Yeah.
All right. Tom,
yeah.
Thank you again, and we'll see you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
So I think Ozzyman's trying to get Braden dialed in here since he is getting into the co-host seat, but I'm going to talk a little bit about the education update. Soft Landings is proud to sponsor the following educational update. We all know that this year is going to be a big year, and right now is IBS New York. We had a little review of that earlier. America's Beauty Show in Chicago, March 12th through the 13th. That is the finals of the Next Top Nail Artist Awards with Nails Magazine. That's going to be the accumulation. It's been an amazing year, I think, this year for Next Top Nail Artist, so you won't want to miss that. And then April 23rd through the 25th is Best Little Nail Show Texas. And it's looking like it's going to be the first-time show, a big one. We've got Associated Nail Professionals and Nail Magazine and Viet Salon hosting the Tech Talk event. So this is going to be an industry first where everybody gets to give input. We're going to hope to compile information and see where we really need to take this industry and how we need to go about doing that. So you can buy tickets to that event as well. So you'll want to head over to the Bethel Nail Show Texas website or Facebook site and get more information on that. The following weekend will be April 31st through May 2nd, the Willamette Valley Nail Tech event in Oregon, also bigger and better this year. Kristen's doing a great job. And it will be the second location for the Nail Tech Talk Roundtable. So Associated Nail Professionals is really reaching out. They've partnered with Nails Magazine and Viet Salon, and they're really reaching out to us, the nail techs. They want to hear everybody's got great ideas. We need to hear where this industry needs to go. What do you need the industry to do to help you? And they want you to be heard. And the only way we can make this industry better is for everybody to participate and give your thoughts and suggestions, and then we need to make a plan of action and go through and really improve things for us. Then, of course, January 7th through 15th of 2017 is Nailo's Profits at Sea Cruise. NTR will be taking this over for the first year after continuing it all from Vicky. So www.ntratsea.com for more information. I know that cabins are selling quickly. So I'm not sure what the count is. Of course, you know, they all want me to go, and I'm just not a cruise kind of girl. So I don't know if I'll go or not. But let me see where Braden's on, and we've got a commercial break. See if we can get to that commercial. Hang tight with me.
More Nail Talk Radio after this. You know it's true. Men really do pay attention to pretty toes. If your clients have unsightly toenails, ridges, and deformations that might be embarrassing, put an end to ugly toenails. Introducing LCN Barefoot, a gel system specifically designed to hide discolorations while completely protecting growing toenails. Your clients can bring out those sexy sandals once again. With LCN Barefoot, their toenails would never look so good. Available in a variety of natural shades. Learn more at LCNUSA.com.
You've seen it on the Today Show, all over the web, and now everyone is talking about Dazzle Dry. The Dazzle Dry Quick Dry Nail Polish System takes only 5 minutes to dry rock hard, is vegan, hypoallergenic, non-yellowing, and strengthens natural nails. No UV LED lamp needed, and most experience 14 days of wear. It's the groundbreaking new gel alternative. See the stunning seasonal collections. Focus your eye on Dazzle Dry. Wet to wow in 5 minutes. Try it now at DazzleDry.com.
now, back to Nail Talk Radio.
Welcome back. I don't know if I'm here by myself or if Brayden's with me. Brayden, are you here?
I am here. How are you?
I know Athena was having trouble with her audio tonight. It was absolutely terrible. So it looks like you and I are at it again, but the cat's not away, so we can't play.
All right. Well, let's take a look and see what we have coming up next. And I believe that we have an IBS update. Is that correct? International Beauty Show?
We already did that, but
Okay.
Athena was asking if we'd seen the video of the one that works in her salon, the AeroVet system. She had posted a video in her salon and talked about her new food printer and how it's really eliminated all the odors out of her salon. And she's in an office building, so...
Yeah, and that's incredibly important for someone in her situation where you are working in a... I hate to use the term, but a professional sort of environment where, you know, there's office space next door and you have to maintain that level of, you know, fume-free ability. I don't know. Sorry, my brain isn't quite functioning yet. I just got back in the co-host seat.
Okay.
But y'all know what I mean. Well, we're all on the same page here.
And everybody at the Bethel Nail Show Texas will get to try it out because AeroVet Systems, they're going to be outfitting the education rooms. With the one that works. It's the salon air purifiers, and at the show, they're going to have a special price on the unit.
Mm-hmm.
It's
not just a special price. It's one a heck of a price.
It's,
you know, the show price, I think, is basically, yeah, I mean, they're at cost, more or less, you know, when you actually look at it. And then I know if you're not from the Texas area, you can certainly ship them as well for just $50 per machine, which is crazy cheap. So I know that the one that works, Salon Air Purifier, is going at a show price of $395, which is a $500 discount off the list price of $895. And the latest generation Healthy Air Slim Nail Source Capture System with dual intake arms, three of them will be available. Six of them, it looks like, actually. Three with round hoods and three with rectangle hoods. All have the LED light as well, and they're offered for $535. The regular list price on those is $1,035. So, again, it's a $500 off list price savings. You can't beat that. So if you're going to be at the Texas show and you are looking to pick up one of these machines, by all means, please make sure that you lay your claim on them early, because you are going to want to walk out with the one that works.
Well, you know, I did see her video that she posted, and they were saying that not only does this thing take all the vapors out of the salon, is that makes the air smell even fresher. That's what her clients were saying. They were noticing a huge difference just running that piece of equipment. So I know many states, if you open a new salon, you have to follow the International Mechanical Code for Ventilation. If
mm-hmm.
some of you don't know about that, you might check. I know Washington is one of them. And you have to have this proper ventilation, and this machine does qualify for that. So this is definitely one of the best systems out there.
Absolutely. That is 100% right. All right. So what do we have coming up next?
Well, we have another guest coming up. I think we need to take a couple more commercials, and then we can get to our guest who's hopefully waiting online there.
Fantastic. We'll be right back with more Nail Talk Radio, although this guy's going to say it in just a second anyway.
More Nail Talk Radio after this.
Do you have an angel on your shoulder? Associated Nail Professionals wants to be the guardian angel for you and your business. As an A&P member, we'll help you to build and retain clientele, watch webinars with industry leaders, build a professional website, get a subscription to Nails or Viet Salon magazine, and enjoy 40-plus member-only discounts. You'll also receive the nail industry's most comprehensive liability insurance that will protect you from lawsuits. Even if you are not at fault, court costs alone can be devastating. Becoming a member is easy. Call 1-888-716-2727 or visit nailprofessionals.com. Associated Nail Professionals. Isn't it time you join us?
splitting, thin, damaged nails. As much as we try to keep our clients' nails looking gorgeous, sometimes they just need more. Before, we never had a way to fix things. But now, there's IBX by Famous Names. IBX forms an interpenetrating polymer network inside the nail where treatment doesn't just sit on top. IBX creates strength from within, helping to repair splits and toughen weak nails. Give your clients stronger, smoother, and healthier nails. For more information, visit www.ibxnails.com.
Since 1981, Essie has become the USA's premier nail salon expert. Essie's incredible palette of colors, long-wearing professional formula, innovative nail care line, and luxurious spa services reflect the care and expertise that comes from being in a relationship with nail techs for over 30 years. Learn more about Essie at your local distributor or at Essie.com.
Now, back to Nail Talk Radio.
And you know what, Ellen? I am so happy that we're back because our next guest, Angela from Pro Tips Clips, can not only say that she's a master nail technician, educator, veteran salon owner, but she can also add patent-pending inventor and manufacturer to her resume. Angela turned her more than 20 years of nail industry experience into a revolutionary UV LED gel polish removal solution that nail techs and enthusiasts won't be able to live without, Pro Tip Clips. I know that you use them, and of course I use them too. I love them. You know, Pro Tip Clips are an incredible tool for the salon, for toes even. You know, it's a great thing. They come in two different sizes. So let's all welcome Angela back to our show. Angela, are you there with us?
I sure am. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Wonderful. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for coming on. And before we get too far along, it's a big anniversary for you this week, right? Or weekend?
It is. Yeah, 17 years today.
Well, happy anniversary. Thank you so much for spending your 17th anniversary with Nail Talk Radio.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
You must have a real understanding husband after 17 years.
I do. He's a great guy. He's a wonderful supporter, which has really helped me in my venture with Pro Tip Clips.
That's great.
And, you know, the first prototype of Pro Tip Clips were invented right in your own home, right? How did you come up with the idea?
Well, I, you know, when shellac first came out, and we had those remover pads that they sold, you know, I used them on a daily basis, and, you know, at first I loved it, but then I noticed that there were all these little tidbits that kind of, to me, like problems and issues that I was starting to have. You know, they'd fall off easy sometimes, and the fact that they were expensive per client, and I used them so much, I realized I was spending like $75 a week in shellac wraps. And I thought, oh, my gosh, there's got to be a better solution to this. And my husband at the time, he's just recently retired in the military, but he was away for about a year. And during that time, I had a lot of time on my hands and, you know, lots to think about. And I thought there's got to be a different solution. We really need something that's reusable, something more economical than this. And so I saw that a lot of nail techs were starting to use foil. And I thought, okay, but I'm in a pretty nice salon, and I didn't want to bring the tin foil out of my kitchen to the salon. So,
can you back up just a little bit here? Tell us about your background as a nail tech prior to even thinking about Pro Tip Clips. How long had you been a nail tech? What kind of work were you doing?
Oh, yeah. Well, I have been nail tech now for about 22 years, and a couple of years ago when I came up with the idea, let me go back. I have been with a OPI as an educator back in the day, and I've had anywhere from my own salon to always renting out a space of my own, and we actually traveled overseas for about 6 years in England, and I rented out a space in a building there out in the economy, which was great because I got to know how the techs in England, how, you know, how they practice. And I was there to actually be able to help a few become nail technicians and actually learn their craft outside of their only two-day course that they had to do at the time, which I couldn't believe.
Yeah.
I know
it's different now.
I'm sorry?
I think it's different for them now, and they've got some great people over there as
Absolutely.
Well. But how instrumental. That was great.
Yeah, they've come a long way, and thankfully. And but it was great. So I've kind of traveled, you know, the world, being a nail technician, an educator with OPI, with Gel 2, and I've really enjoyed being a nail technician, and so glad. I actually was going to school to be a physical therapist at first.
Oh.
And I was going.
Your art side went out, correct?
I'm sorry?
Your art side went out over your health side.
It did. I've always had like an artistic, crafty side, and I always did my nails no matter what. And my hairdresser saw my nails and she said, "Who does your nails?" And I said, "I do." And she's like, "No way!" And she's like, "You should go to nail school." And I was like, "What?" I was like, "No, I'm going to be a physical therapist." And she was like, "Well, maybe you can go to help get you through school." And I said, "You know what? It's not a bad idea." So I did. I went. I'm from Florida, and I went to nail school in Florida, and I started doing it. And I said, "Well, if I do, you got to hire me because now I need a job." And so I went to school at night, and then I went to and started working as a nail technician in her salon, and I enjoyed it so much. I honestly quit the program and I continued on in nail. So.
So now did you
start
off?
Oh, good.
That you had to think of, that you were using a lot of gel polish, and when I knew it thought there had to be a better way. Had you ever considered creating a product in the nail world before?
Never. I heard about everybody, all their creations coming out, all the things coming out, and I thought, oh, you know, that's such a good idea. You know, I was thinking about something like that. And then, boom, you know, a year later, the product's out. And, you know, I would think of things, but I never had the guts to really do it. And, I didn't even know where to start.
Well, how did you get that started? I mean, how long did you have to research making a product before you actually put the steps into motion? I mean, it that seems like quite an undertaking. I mean, I wouldn't even know where to begin.
Well, you know, fortunately, I had a client whose husband, he was an engineer, and I was talking to her one day and said, you know, I'd love to come out with this, with a product to use to remove this gel polish with. And I said, I think I would make it out of plastic, but I'm not sure. And I was like, I wonder how I'd go about doing that. And she said, well, remember, my husband's an engineer. Why don't you talk to him? And he's a plastics engineer. And I was like, really? Like, okay. And I put it off for a little while. And then I thought, all right, well, let's have a chat. So she brought him in on her appointment one time. And I kind of explained a little bit, not giving away my idea, but, you know, how does that process work? And he's like, well, if you want to make a product, you know, he was the one who first told me the most important thing that you do is, you really need a confidentiality agreement. There are a few steps that I know now, you know, if I was if anybody out there wants to have a product, they definitely need to follow by. And the first one would be is to really not tell anyone of your idea. You don't want to share it all around because, you know, anybody can snatch up that idea, especially those that have the funds and the access really quickly. So the first thing that you want to do is get a confidentiality agreement, and anyone you speak to, they need to sign it. And if they don't want to sign it, then it's probably someone you don't need to tell your idea to. But that was the first thing. So I said, okay. And I said, well, I tell you what, let me go get one of those, and then we'll talk some more. And he started laughing. He's like, okay, that sounds great. And so I did. I went online. I researched about that, and I got one drawn up by an attorney. Just went to an attorney's office and said, hey, I need this confidentiality agreement. How do you do that? And they said, oh, no problem. You know, it's not very much. I think it was like maybe $100. And they gave me different forms that I could use when I talked to people. And so I got back with my client's husband, and he came over, and we actually constructed, which I still have the piece, we actually constructed in my backyard a more or less a prototype. And I drew out what I was thinking, and he helped me tweak it a little bit as far as trying to understand what I was wanting. And I thought, you know, something similar to like a pulse clip, you know, something that could just go over the finger. And, you know, as I was explaining, he's like, it sounds like a good idea. So he molded one into plastic. I was helping him. And it's the funniest looking thing.
Well,
and
he molded it right then and there. Well, he's a plastics engineer. But was it a special type of plastic that he brought that he could mold right there, like clay or something, and work it with you?
It is. It was like a block of clay. And we molded it over little bits of plastic that we cut out, and we kind of molded it over and tweaked it. We cut a spring off of something and stuck it in there. I mean, you know, of course, how often would you meet a guy like that that can just do that? I mean, I was so lucky.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. But we can.
And how long ago was this?
Oh, gosh. This was maybe 5 years ago.
Okay. Because you launched not too long ago.
But it was before the 3D printers really have become making things a lot easier for people to make prototypes now.
Exactly. Yeah, definitely. And
that clay and spring and
that was the very beginning. And at that time, my husband he'd come back. We deployed. Moved again to our next place, which is here in Williamsburg, Virginia. And I was like, oh no, what do I do now? You know, now that I'm leaving and, you know, I'm a few hours away. And so he said, well, you just need to find a plastics engineer to help you over there, which is what I did. The one thing that I can say is that if they're out there, but in your state, in your city, there are inventors groups. And that is one of the biggest thing that helped me out in my venture was a lot of information you can get from inventors group. I happened to see it in the newspaper. We had just moved to Virginia. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to check this out. I went to the inventors group, and they had all kinds of different inventors. In fact, one of the ladies that invented the the redneck solo cup, she was there.
Oh, those are the little handles, yeah.
Yeah, with the handles. And she was interesting. She spoke a lot on do's and don'ts. And I started going once every month and would learn from, there would be an attorney there versus, you know, like a patent attorney. There would be someone from manufacturing, you name it. And it was right up my alley at the time. And that's actually where I found my manufacturer, was from the inventors group that they had used, and also my plastics engineer, my one that actually helped bring it to life, where I actually had a prototype that I tested in the salon. The first one that we did was, I couldn't do it because the chemicals would break it down. I only got to test it like once on myself, and I was like, it's melting. So
you made out of clay and made that first.
Yes, yeah, the first one I couldn't use, but the next one, when I did go to the plastics engineer, which again, you always want to have someone that you're working with sign a confidentiality agreement, and so of course I had him sign that, and we went through the process. Of course, they were a larger company, they were able to really help me out, and they made a prototype, and once you get your product, you get a prototype, you really need to test it, because there are quite a few things that I did tweak about the product. And I had the product probably about a year before I even, you know, had it finally made. And there's a lot of new things that you can do. You can actually go to engineering schools, which I come to find out later, and you can get them to make certain prototypes for you much cheaper. Wish I knew that then. But so we made that prototype, and I tested it. And one of the people that I miss dearly was a mentor of mine, which is, you know, you all know Vicki Peters. I sent her the product. And I figured if there's anyone in this industry who is going to be completely honest and say, Angela, this is junk, or Angela, this is a great idea, that would be Vicki to tell me. You know, I grew in this industry going to her classes and just following her through, you know, my 20-some-odd years as a nail technician, and I really respected her. And I was excited when I contacted her, and she agreed to test it out and take a look. And, of course, confidentiality agreement. You always need those. And
I mean, the number one most important tip for anybody that's inventing anything at this point.
Yes, absolutely. And so I sent it to her. She tested it out, and I'd been waiting for her reply. I was so nervous to see what she had to say. She said, Angela, and sometimes, you know, Vicki can be very straight to the point.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah. And she said,
we know.
Angela.
And love.
Yeah,
love
I picked
daughter.
Up the phone, and she says, Angela, I think you have a winner. And I started laughing, and I said, that's all you have to say? And she started laughing, and she says, yes, I think you have a winner. I think it's fantastic, and you better go with it. And I called my mom, who's actually helped me out in this project, and I told her what Vicki said, and the two of us just started crying on the phone. I was like, okay, I think this is it. And then
remember that you had showed them to her at one of the Orlando shows. Was that before or after Vicki kind of gave you an endorsement?
That was right around the time when Vicki gave that endorsement, and she said, you should show Asana. And I was like, oh, I'm scared. I'm really a shy person.
You already showed it to Vicki. How could you be afraid of Asana?
I know. What am I saying? Now come to think about what I just said, that sounds kind of funny. I should have known, but I did. I went up to her at the Orlando networking event, and I walked up, and I was like, hi, and I introduced myself, and I was like, I have something I want to show you, and I showed it to her, and I gave it to her, and she was like, oh,
wow.
Well, at that point, I was about to release it, so it was okay, and Vicki was like, it's okay. Okay, and I was like, okay.
let me keep moving forward here. I hear number one being the most important tip for an inventor is getting the confidentiality agreement and then constructing a prototype. Can you give me the other top five most important things an inventor would benefit from by knowing going forward?
One of the important things to remember is you need to try to develop a budget, how much you think that this project may cost. Just, you know, kind of sketch it out, a little business plan. You know, write down all the things that you think you may incur. And to be honest, you need to times it by three. That's what I was told at first, and I was like, oh, no, it'll be fine. Nope, they are absolutely correct. Even at the inventors group that I went to, they said the same thing. And sure enough, so you need to develop a budget and know in the back of your mind, this may cost you three times as much by the time it's all said and done with.
Okay, so confidentiality, construct a prototype, do your budget and business plan, times three. The inventors group, would that be your top tip, do you feel?
Yeah, I, you know, it really was a godsend to me, because I really didn't know, you know, how do you find a manufacturer? How do you find a good patent attorney? And those are things that I learned from the Inventors Group. Now, I will have to say one of the top tips that's important is do a lot of research yourself first. You will save a lot of money and time making mistakes. And what I mean by that is, perfect example, Barnes & Noble has a How to Patent an Idea book. It's about $50. It's a very thick book. Looks like a big SAT study guide book. And it tells you about trademarking, you know, anything from there to how to manufacture a product and shipping and things of that nature, all kinds of stuff. And then piecing that together at the Inventors Group is where I started asking a lot of questions and piecing things together. So the more you inform yourself going in it, I think the less money that, you know, that you spend making mistakes and things. And I think that's really important to know, understand a little bit about what you're going into.
That's great information.
Yeah.
Now, Angela, how about some of your biggest challenges that you've faced? I mean, what's the biggest hurdle you've overcome? I mean, could it be with the patent litigation? I know that as soon as you put a product out there, three other people are trying to tweak it a little bit. You know, is that part of it, or?
I actually, from the beginning to the manufacturing aspect, it was a pretty smooth flow with all of that. The one thing I must say is that when you are manufacturing a product, whether you go overseas or stateside, one thing that's important too is to make sure that you have a quality control inspector. What they'll do is they'll, once the product is being made, they'll inspect the product and make sure that, you know, you're not getting shipped X amount of products without, say, a spring in it. And then you have to wait for another shipment, and, you know, that can become a hassle. So it's really important to make sure. And there may be $200, and at the end of the day, that's nothing to make sure your product is in the condition that you need to receive it, because once you receive it, you're trying to get those orders out. The last thing that you need to do is sit there and try to fix, you know, your product.
So how important is social media about getting the word out about Pro Tip Clips?
I'm sorry, Elena, I couldn't hear you.
How important is social media to you about getting the word out about Pro Tip Clips?
It's really important. You know, nowadays, social media is just the way to go. You know, we find out about classes. We find out about how to use a product. We find out about products that are out there. That is our go-to for information besides going to trade shows. I know when I was a busy tech, I wasn't on Facebook a lot because I just really didn't have the time. And now I really realize how much I missed out in the past by not being on it. Having a product, you know, it's a tool that we can use that's free. You know, what's the best way to have a free tool and get the word out with Instagram and Facebook and things of that nature? And then that way you get a lot of feedback too. You get a lot of people who will let you know, hey, I really do love this product. Or, you know, it's a good way too for me to know if someone used the wrong type of cotton. They're like, oh, maybe I had a little drying out. Well, what did you use? I used some gauze. Oh, you can't use gauze pads. You've got to use, you know, something that doesn't allow the air to escape. And, you know, so it's just been a great tool for me personally to get the word out. Obviously, there's tons of techs who still don't know about the product, but that's with any product. I mean, there's, you know, thousands and thousands of nail techs out there. But definitely use all the free tools that you can use to get your product out there.
Okay. So do you feel that modern marketing platforms like Facebook are especially helpful? I mean, to launch, how do you start from the ground floor? How do you launch a product on Facebook? Is it that's gotta take some time.
It wasn't too difficult. You start your business page and obviously, you know, invite everybody to it. And, I go to a lot. Go ahead.
Build that network and followers.
Yes, network and followers. And, you know, all the people that do like the product, you know, I've always hoped and always encouraged, you know, if you do like the product, leave me some feedback. You know, let me know what you think. And, you know, that's how I personally hear about products is through my nail tech friends who say, oh, I tried this great product and I loved it. It did X, Y, and Z for me. This is where you can get it. And I'm a nail tech, a nail product junkie. And I was like, really? I got to try it then. And, you know, so I always did. So I'm the perfect candidate for that. But, mm-hmm. Definitely use all you can for social media. Invite your friends to like your page. Get them to help you spread the word and help you out.
So how does a small company like yours best use your marketing budget where social media is free? You have a budget for shows and whatnot, network events versus TV shows versus magazine ads, et cetera. Being a small company, just you, how do you best use your marketing budget?
You know, that could really get you. It's being just me with the product. I really do have to watch my budget. And like you guys were mentioning, the IBS, the New York show, I wouldn't even go to that show just because the booths are thousands of dollars. I mean, it's so expensive. I just would drain my funds trying to go to shows of that nature. I also don't like being in the mix among the chaos of hairdressers and all those other things. So I try to stick to the nails only events. Like, I'm very excited. My first show of the year to start out this year, I should say, is the Best Little Texas show. And it's a nails only event. And those are the things that I feel that I try to, that would best suit my budget. Obviously nail tech only show, but if I could hit a few of those in different areas of the state, I feel that's best. You know, I tend to stick on the East Coast, but I started venturing out to the West Coast. Like, I went to your event, the retreat, and I loved it. It was fantastic.
Different. It's different, isn't it?
It is.
Because, you know, you're face-to-face with people, and that's important.
Yes. I really think that, you know, you can't just hide behind the computer. I feel that you really need to, because no one knew, well, for the majority of people, no one knew who I was. Maybe those that, when I was an OPI educator, or those that knew me with Gel 2 or what have you, or some groups that maybe I joined in on, they might have known me. But no one would have known who is behind Pro Tip Clips if I wasn't out at these shows. And so, like I said, you know, you've got to set a budget. This is how much I have for the year, and which shows can I best, that would best suit me and my product, such as the nails only show, and that's what you should stick to. The one thing about the budgets is I went to Nail Pro and Nails Magazine, and you don't have to spend a lot of money through there. That could also drain your budget too, but they do a lot of free things. If you're a new product, they have a new product spotlight. You can send them your new product with some photos. You just message the editors there, and they love to find new products, and it doesn't cost a thing. And so I was actually featured in a couple of those magazines when I first came out, and that was great publicity. And one of the other magazines that came out, which was actually not one of our professional, but was Cosmopolitan Magazine. And funny enough, I did get a lot of feedback from that as well. So that's been pretty interesting. But you can definitely get some free coverage out there. You just got to contact the publishers and contact the companies and things. And it never hurts to ask. I mean, what are they going to do? Tell you no? And like, okay. But most times they're wonderful.
Now, Angela, I want to take you back a little bit. I want to take you back to Premier Orlando 2014 when you launched mm-hmm. ProTip Clips. Tell me about that very first trade show that you went to. Tell me about, well, not that you went to, but as a distributor of a product, what was it like? What were you feeling? How did it go?
Oh, I was so sick to my stomach. I was so nervous but so excited. Like I said, my mom has been by my side through all of this, and she has been a big supporter as well, and always told me to never give up. That's one of the top five things I would have to say too. You were asking about is just don't give up. You have an idea, just go with it. If you really feel it's a great idea, I mean, what have you got to lose? A few dollars maybe, but never give up. And my mom, she encouraged me. She was like, okay, you've got to choose your first show. And being that I'm from Florida, and I always, every year, went to the Orlando show, no matter where I lived, I would always fly down to the Orlando show. And I was like, this is the place that I should launch my product, because this means something to me. And that's where I did my first competition, you name it. So I got the information, and I went to my first show, and I felt like the little person on the totem pole, all these big companies and a lot's going on, and it was kind of intimidating. But I was like, listen, I've got a good product, I can do this, kept telling myself. And so I got the booth and brought my product, and I remember one thing that Vicky said. She swung by the booth and she said, Angela, don't worry if you don't make a profit at this show. She was like, because people are going to look at the product, and they're going to set it down, and they're going to walk away. And I said, okay, Vicky. She's like, don't get discouraged. So the doors opened, and I was just so nervous. And my husband was there with me, my mom, and a really awesome friend of mine that helped me with a lot of the graphics and things of that nature. Tiffany, she was there with me as well. And, we were so amazed by all the people that came to that booth. And it was a big buzz. And we did fantastic. And, a lot of those shows you don't profit at. And it's like a form of advertisement for your product to get the word out there. And, we definitely profited at that show. We were so excited. We almost sold out. Now I had brought a ton, but we almost sold out. And when it was all said and done, I remember Vicky coming by, and she was like, I am so proud of you. Can you believe you did it? She was like, you've exceeded more than what I thought. And it was definitely a great way to get the word out. And I'm really glad that that's where I had my first show.
That's great. Angela, I'm going to just kind of summarize here some things I wrote through your conversation here. In the important points are, obviously I heard it a million times, confidentiality agreement about your idea. And then find an engineer to help you construct a prototype. And by joining an inventors group that can help, you find an engineer if you don't know one. Plan a budget and business plan and multiply it by three. And never give up. Through all of this, would you do it again with either ProTip Clips or another new product? Would you go through this process again?
I would. There are some days that I just think to myself, and I forgot Braden had asked about, actually not long after I launched, I had someone from China copy my product very closely to it. And, those days when things like that would happen, when I first found out and saw the product, my heart just sunk, because now I think, okay, there's so many legal ventures now that I have to go down on and or go through. And, so there is always going to be some of those bad days. But out of all of it, I have to tell myself, I was a nail technician in this industry forever. I thought of a product. I actually went through with it, And, I mean, now I can say I feel like the product, when I put it out there, it was a game changer. You know, it was, mm-hmm. and that meant something to me that when nail techs would come up to me at the shows after they had the product for the first year, and being at another trade show, and they would say, you know what, I just love this product. You have changed my life in removals. And when they would say really sweet things like that to me, that was it. That's all I needed to hear was how I was helping people and other nail technicians. And that kind of made it all worth it right there. It was a passion.
Yep, I so understand that when I hear stories of something I've taught somebody or helped somebody with, and you hear their success stories, that I totally understand that feeling.
Such a good
journey.
Your
heart's in the right place, Angela.
I'm sorry?
Your heart is in the right place. It's
Oh, yeah.
To the industry.
Yeah, definitely. I love this industry. And like I said, I gave her up for physical therapy. And
let's tell everybody where they can find you this year at events and how they can find you online.
Yes, you can find me at www.protipclips.com. And you can order from there. I have a Facebook page and Instagram. You can contact me. I've got all my contact information on my website, and I've got videos on YouTube. This year,
Where will they see you this year?
My first show is going to be, of course, very exciting, the best little nail show in Texas. Yep. That's my first one. And I think I'm going to possibly join the, I know I'm going to say it wrong, so you'll have to help me out. Willamette.
Damn it.
Willamette. Sorry for botching that one. Yes, I've got to contact them and see if they've got some. I'm sorry?
It took me a year to get that one down, so no worries.
Oh, good.
To say Willamette, I just said say Willamette, damn it, and make it rhyme, and then they'll remember.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Well, I hope I can be there.
Miles south of Portland, for those that don't know, it's Willamette Valley.
Yes, in Oregon. Yep. That's my day of my son's birthday, so that's a tough one usually for me. But that one I should hope to be at. Then also the Premier Orlando. I always do that one every year. Like I said, that's near and dear to my heart, that show. So I've got the Premier, and then I'll also be in Tennessee at the Smokies. Yes, thank you. The Smokies show. That's always been a great show as well. And then from there, I am not 100% sure on the end. I'm waiting for a few things, but at least that's the start of the year. You can where a few places you can find me.
Well, it sounds like Pro Tip Clips is going to be kind of everywhere this year, and probably at Nail Camp too. For sure, I guarantee in some capacity they will be at Nail Camp. But with that said, you know, no matter where we go across the country, I see Pro Tip Clips sell out everywhere. So if you want to get them. Everywhere. If you want to get them before the trade show, go to protipclips.com and order your set today. It's just $39. Think about how much money you'll save at the end of the year, just by buying the one kit and reusing, as compared to just ditch the foil is what I'm saying. Ditch the foil.
Yeah, and if you go to the show, you better get to her booth early because she does sell out every show.
Yeah, I have to say the last.
Are you
going to
be in Chicago? People are asking in the chat room if you're going to be at Chicago show.
I'm not going to be there selling my product this year. I think next year I will definitely be there. I'm going to be there as an educator this year. But I'll bring
pack
a few
in your suitcase.
So if you want, track me down, and I will definitely message me, and I'll definitely meet up with you. I'll throw a few in my bag. And, definitely. But, and I was going to say too, Braden, you know, a lot of people are also surprised that they hear about the fingernails all the time, but a lot of times they forget to talk about the pedicure pro tip clip. So there's also those, and if you get both of them together, I always give a $10 off discount on the website as well. So, you know, it's a great deal to get them together at one time.
Yep, a $68 combo. That's not bad. All right, Angela, thank you so much for being on our show. We truly appreciate your time, and I can't wait to see you in Chicago. And again, if you are going to America's Beauty Show in Chicago, make sure that you stop by and see Angela, because you do want to get yourself your hands on these pro tip clips. And Athena definitely wants to send her love as well, and she says she will see you in Chicago.
Oh, tell her thank you. I will see you in Chicago, and thanks again for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Angela.
Okay. All right. Well, I also want to let everyone know that E-Nail Couture has their Metallic Gel Polish Collection. Hallelujah. It is on sale now. It offers an amazing metallic glitter effect. If you buy all six, you get a free shiny gel. So if you go to enailcouture.com, you get free shipping in the USA on orders over $99 and discounted international shipping for our friends in Canada and beyond. So Max Estrada's E-Nail Couture is where you can get his brand newest collection, Hallelujah. Also,
Max,
I want to let everyone know.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Max is on things. He brings new products out all the time, and they're all really cute.
Always. Always. he's got his eye out for great colors and cool new products, so he's one to watch. We've also got the Tats Nails Printer. The Imager, actually, is proud to announce that they are attending the Best Little Nail Show in Texas. And I've heard a secret. I can't tell everyone what it is, but I've heard that they're on the precipice of launching something so top secret. Well, that's all I can say. But if you want more information, go to Tats Nails. I signed a confidentiality agreement. Angela taught me well. If you go to Tats Nails, TATZNAILZ.com, you'll get all the rest of the scoop on that.
You did not. We'll get off of it.
I can't say nothing.
She's laughing in the background.
I can't say anything.
Oh, my laugh's coming through. Huh?
All right. You didn't let me in on the secret. All right. I'll find out what the
my
secret
life.
Is.
I signed my rights away. Anyway, so if you want in for more information on the Tats printer and you can't wait to see them at the Texas show, make sure you go to tatsnails.com. That's with two Z's, TATZNAILZ.com. Otherwise,
That's it for Nail Talk Radio. Well, we did it without Athena, who had bad sound tonight. She's in the background saying she's getting sick anyway.
She's not getting sick, is what she tells me.
She's not. Oh, okay. Well, for more information on these and all of the other stories we covered tonight, check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/Nail Talk Radio. And that's where you'll find a list of every link and every article we discussed tonight.
That's right. Well, thank you guys for listening from the Nail Talk Radio crew. Athena, myself, Braden, Alan, of course, thank you so much for filling in the co-host seat tonight. I know you had we've always got big shoes to fill when Athena is not with us. So
I just wing it. That's what I do. I'm always here. I just wing it. Except when I'm going to a rock star wedding. But, you know, that happened.
Well, yeah.
Gotta do
and
that.
Of course,
and Kate Meyer, our social media gal.
And Jen Cherry wrapping it up on the sweet streets.
Now, Jen's been going to Prince concerts and that kind of stuff. I've been seeing what she's doing. We got to get her back in
the That's exactly right. All right, guys, you have a great night. Thank you for listening.
You can find all the links mentioned in tonight's broadcast by visiting our Facebook page at Nail Talk Radio. From all of us here at NTR's Global Studios, we thank you for listening. The views and opinions of our guests do not reflect the beliefs and feelings of our hosts.
Especially if you sign the confidentiality agreement.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah. I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before. Oh, no, no, I get a good feeling, yeah. Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
there's no place like home, except maybe Chicago. Luminetti's
right on.
Pizza.
Right on.
Confidentiality agreement.
I can't say a word. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Good night. Thanks.